now in Western Australia, won two of her three starts over here. She'll be on speed. She's drawn barrier one, gets up to 1,100 metres, and I think she should be pretty hard to run down. And a bit later in the day, I think one of potentially each way odds, race six, number three, Spillanova. Very good run first up, sitting off the speed, but has done his best work leading. So hopefully he can find the front from barrier six. And as I touched on, I think conditions might be suiting the on-speed horses. And usually at Ascot, it does pay to be up on the pace. So I think Spillanova, hopefully at some each-way odds, he'll be a pretty good bet.
All right. Terrific, Jay. Great to catch up. Have a top weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, Sean.
Thanks, Jay. Jay Rooney joining me there from Perth. And that's Racing HQ, the news hour. We'll update news and sport in just a moment. Then we'll come back and take a look at Port Macquarie. We'll preview that with Priscilla Looker today. It's 10:04, Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio brought you every tantalising moment of the spring racing season. It was a case of Santa coming early this year.
Santa in a lane, the inside, Shoals the outside. Santa in a lane goes home best. Wow, what a horse.
Twice.
In her time and Santa in a lane, stride for stride. Santa in a lane has beaten in her time. What a finish.
The special racing moments are right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Sports fans, you know the feeling. That moment of realisation that the well-intentioned work barbecue, the christening of your mate's surprise edition, the wedding of your wife's fourth cousin clashes with the NRL preliminary final. Me! It doesn't have to be that way, folks, because Sportsgear is here to help you plan it right and make up better excuses. Go to sportsgear.com.au. Check out the 2019 Sportsgear Diary, the sporting bible for what's on. Sportsgear! Plan it right!
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. Bali Nine drug smuggler Renee Lawrence is reportedly set to be arrested when she lands in Sydney next week. It's being reported that police will allegedly arrest the 41-year-old over an alleged high-speed chase in a stolen car on the Central Coast in March 2005. A New South Wales man has been charged after police allegedly caught him towing a motorboat down a busy motorway using a mobility scooter. The man was filmed towing his 17-foot boat down the Pacific Highway in Belmont. And the head of engineering at Dreamworld will retake the stand today as the inquest continues into the deaths of four people on the Thunder River Rapids ride in October 2016. In sports news, Cricket Australia are set to overhaul the country's high-performance system and give them more control over the management of players following the scathing review into the game. Former NRL Premiership player Brett Camorley says the Melbourne Storm standoff with Cameron Smith is an ugly look and the NRL club should pay what the captain wants. And Sydney Swans chief executive Tom Harley said he'd like to see a best of three grand final series introduced and the cost of living allowance brought back over the next decade. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
When it comes to racing and sport, Sky Sports Radio provides the perfect mix. Sunday mornings we cover all your weekend sport and we have key racing guests like trainer Anthony Friedman on Group 1 winner Santa Ana Lane.
There was talk yesterday, a lot of them would love to go to Royal Ascot, whether that comes main focus for next year. But there's also races in Dubai.
Wake up to the big sports breakfast weekend, Sunday mornings from 7 on Sky Sports Radio.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, TAB's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 4 at Sandown and Rose Hill. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? TAB. Download the app today. TAB account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Thinking about your next build or renovation? Wideline Windows and Doors has all the planning tools at your fingertips. Their website is full of inspirational ideas to make your project a success. Advice and tips to get you started, even a colour selector and window planning tool. Plus, free online quotes are returned in 48 business hours. Just upload your plans or tell them what you need. Easy. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at the Wideline Windows and Doors website. www.wideline.com.au.
Queensland Racing is building nicely for its summer racing carnival, including January's Magic Millions. This Saturday, Doomben has the listed Keith Nowd quality. Catch your race morning preview with Bernadette Cooper, Saturday at 9:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
At 8 past 10, we get a big day of racing today at Port Macquarie. Michael Bowman joins me. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Sean.
It sounds like you've got a great daylight up there too.
Yeah, it's very warm at the moment and blue sky. So very happy with the meeting, not many scratching, so it should be a good afternoon.
Have you had any rain recently?
About a week ago, we had heavy rain, and that's all gone, of course. We've had nothing about the last 6 or 7 days, but it's been hot and sunny most days.
All right, now, you rated the track today. How is it?
It's a good four.
Good four, the rail?
Rail back in the true position. It was there on Port Macquarie Cup Day last month, the 5th of October.
Right, so rail true and a good four all in all. Sounds like you're all set for a good day.
Yeah, we're all ready to go.
All right, terrific, Michael. Enjoy the day. Let's hope it's a successful one.
Thank you, Sean.
Michael Bowman at Port Macquarie, and it's almost 10 past 10. Sky Sports Radio, we're going to find a winner or two now. Priscilla Looker joining me. Morning, Priscilla.
Good morning, Sean. We've got an absolute ripper day here at Port Macquarie. Blue skies and a pretty warm temperature. I think we're tipped around 27, so it should be a great day for racing.
Right now, the first to Maiden Plate, 1200, one Magic Ray, $5. Number two, There You Go, Bow, 81. Three, Charlie's Law, 290. Number four, Chorus Queen, 41. Five, Daystar, 41. Six, Desert Fox, 18. Seven out, eight, So Inspiring, 23. Nine, Swinger, 18. And 10, Magnolia Power, the favourite, $1.90.
I think she looks very hard to beat here, the 10 in Mongolia Power. 10, 3, 1, and 9. I just loved the run at Hawkesbury last time out. Obviously, it was in tougher company. She was stuck three wide on the speed. She raced a little bit green. I think today she should get the run of the race. She should be all the better for that first up run. Fitness-wise, I'm sure she's made nice improvement. I just feel the drop in grade sees her in good stead. I think the three is a danger, the stablemate, the three in Charlie's Law. The blinkers come off today. Very good at Tamworth last time out. Also covered ground outside the leaders. And I thought he just peaked on his run there. He was only beaten the 1.6 length. I see Chris Lees has taken the blinkers off him today. So I think they look for two, but I'm happy to have Mongolia Power on top. Top weight in Magic Ray. He's probably been a little bit costly to punters. He's been placed 5 of his 9 career starts. He failed on the Port Macquarie track 2 runs ago, but that was on a soft track. He's better form. He's right up on top of the ground. So he showed that last time out where he showed speed at Musselbrook and boxed on quite well. He's drawn to get a nice run today. He's not overly big, and he has to keep carrying the 59 kilos, but I will give him one thing. He's very honest. And the 9 in Swinger, like the debut run from this mare that was at Taree back on the 19th of October, got back over the 1,000 metres and was only beaten the 3.4 lengths. Just like the way she finished off over the concluding stages there behind Have Not. Louise Day takes the claim once again. So considering she was a little bit wayward and new, I expect her to make nice improvement today. 10, 3, 1 and 9 for me in race 1.
Now race 2, a Maiden, 1,500. 1 Hubble, 3, 10, 2 Grand Achiever, 7. 3 Vaganza, 5. 4 Clarencetown, 8. 5 Wild Sheila, 440. Number 6, Baron Akeron is 26. 7, Dangerous Dan, 34. Number 8, Gasila, 16. 9, Harry and the Duke, 18. 10, I'll Call You, 41. 11, Ladies Sunday, 81. And 12, Oakwood's Hope is 17. Favourite is 1, Hubble at $3.10.
Gone the other way here, 5, 1, 2 and 3. I'm happy to have the 5 on top in Wild Sheila. Now, she was sent out a $10 chance on debut. That was at Tamworth. The winner was a stablemate, but this filly got back. She ran into all sorts of trouble. She was held up at the top of the straight. Louise Day was trying to switch around the heels, and she just was inclined to lay in a fraction. But when she got into the clear, she was only beaten the 1.4 length. So Louise Day takes the claim once again. I mean, she hit the line like the 1,500 metres should suit her here, and I wouldn't be surprised stepping up in distance if she does settle a little closer from the good gate. The top eight in Hovel, I understand why he is our favourite. He's been racing in stronger company at his, well, three of his past four runs have all been at the provincials. He finished second at Wyong two starts ago over the mile. He was beaten the three lengths there. He then went to Kembla Grange. Thought he boxed on well. He took a little bit to wind up. He is up 2.5 kilos today, but one thing that helps him is he's had a couple of runs over the distance now, so even if he does have to do a little bit of work off that awkward gate, you would feel he's got that residual fitness on his side. The two in at Grand Achiever thought run very well at Musselbrook last start over the 1280, got a long way back, but finished off strongly, only beaten a length there. He is on trial at the trip. Andrew Givens has now picked up the ride, but I think if he's ridden in a similar manner, I think he'll have no troubles running out the trip. And the three in at Vaganza, she was very disappointing at Port last start. I think you can just put it down to the fact she didn't run the 2,000 metres. The tongue tie does go on for the first time, so maybe she got a tongue over the bit there. Probably the query is that she is up 3 kilos, but her run prior to last start was good enough to have her in the placings here. 5, 1, 2, and 3 for me in race 2.
All right, now the third one, Archie Barber, 480, 2 O'Driscoll, 260, 3 Scotty Bigotti, 750, 4 Chanty Chateau is $12, 5 Magic Name, 310, 6 Savinia, 12, 7 Wonderful Thing is $13. Favourite number 2 O'Driscoll at $2.60.
He's my on top selection. Although we've only got a small field here of 7 runners, we've got certainly a really competitive race, but 2, 5, 1 and 7. I'm with the local Hope in O'Driscoll. He was an impressive winner at Port Macquarie 2 runs ago. He was on the speed and the margin was 3 lengths there. He went to the Kempsey Cup, so he had to come back to the 1450. He was right in behind the speed, worked wide from the 600 metre mark, and they just kept kicking. He was only beaten 2.5 lengths. He's back in grade, he's on the weak back up. Although he's up 5 kilos, I don't think that'll bother him. He's a big, strong type. In for second, I've got the 5 in Magic Name. He's been honest without winning this preparation. He's been runner-up his last 2 starts. I think he'll appreciate dropping the 3.5 kilos from his run at Tamworth last start, where he's beaten right on the line. He just needs to switch off. He was a little keen in the early stages there last time out, so probably important that he finds cover early in this race. The 1 in Archie Barber, I mean, his record reads that he's only a winner to the 1400. He's a little bit suspect at the 15, but I thought his run at Musselbrook last start over the trip was good enough. He was only beaten the 1.8 length. He was outside the leader. He got squeezed up about 100 metres out, but he stuck on well. The blinkers go back on, so perhaps that will switch him on today. And the 7 in Wonderful Thing, just a super fit mare. She's racing well, and she gets no weight on the back after the claim for the inform Leah Kilner. 2, 5, 1 and 7 for me in race 3.
Race 4 is a maiden over 1,000. 1, Bacala, 650. 2 out. Number 3, Casino Mondial, 280. 4, Delete Repeat, 10. 5, Ash Ember, 126. 6, Beat That, 950. 7, Extreme is 440. Number 8, Red Cupcake, 10. 9 out. 10, By Cromac, 101. 11, Jackpot Telephone, 13. 12, Zanzibar, 51. 13, Double SE, 21. 14, Stellar Ardens, 23. 15, Miss Showgirl, 26. And number 16, Zero Jester, is 151. The favourite here, 280. Number 3, Casino Mondial.
3, 1, 8 and 6. I'm with him here, our favourite, 3, Casino Mondial. He trialled quite well last preparation, and Michael Byers elected to put him in the paddock, let him have a think about things. He went first up at Taree on the 19th of October on a heavy 9 over 1,000 metres. It was a testing track, and this horse done a super job. He was outside the leader. He was only beaten 0.9 of a length, and I just feel our condition gave out late in the piece. He's drawn well once again. I like that Michael's given him a little bit of time to get over that run, and I think the 1,000 metres will suit him once again second up today. Top weight in Barcala. I thought he was excellent first run for the new yard over the 800 metres at cost. He covered ground off a wide barrier. He raced very greenly in the straight, and he just didn't handle the heavy track last time out at Taree, so you could certainly forgive him for that. He does get the blinkers on for the first time. I just don't really know where he gets from the wide alley today. He is a little bit tricky to ride, so they'll just have to do their best from out there. The 8 in Red Cupcake, she's had the benefit of the 1 trial at Musselbrook. She's a winner over the 880 there. She slow to begin. She mustered to hold the lead, and she was just given a squeeze to keep her focus over the concluding stages. And the six in beat that was also a trial winner on Melbourne Cup Day at Coffs Harbour there over the 800 metres. Raymond Spokes rides from the inside gate. A bit of a watch in the race. 3, 1, 8, and 6 for me in race 4.
Right, race 5, the benchmark 58 over 1,000. Now, one Ackerman is $5. Number 2, Dragon 8, 4. 3, Princess Snowy, 7.50. 4, Eddie would go 8.50. 5, Let's Rebel, 4.80. 6, Munro, 15. 7 out. 8, Manning Treasure, 14. 9, Our Instinct, 14. 10, Gold Runner, 8. 11, Lots of Diamonds, 41. And 12, Mount Darrow, 51. Favourite at $4 is number 2, Dragon 8.
Oh, this is a really tricky race. I looked at this race on a number of occasions, and I just kept coming back to the 3 here in Princess Snowy. My numbers 3, 1, 2, and 5. She needed the run at Hawkesbury first up. She was beaten the 9 lengths there. She was then only beaten 0.4 of a length at Taree 2 runs ago. That was over the 1,000 metres on the heavy track. She was on speed and just got tired over the concluding stages. Damien Lane had to drop her back to the 900 last start. She was beaten the 5 lengths. I thought her run was better than it looked on paper. I thought they were just a bit nippy for her there back in trip. So she is up 6 kilos, which is obviously a concern. But, I mean, she's coming out of a similar race to Ackerman, who is my second selection there a couple of runs ago. So if she brings her run at Taree today, she'll be hard to beat. In for second, I've got the ultra-consistent, the one in Ackerman. He's been carrying big weights all preparation. He's doing a terrific job. I just feel he's a better horse on his home track at Taree. He's come to Port Macquarie a couple of times, and he hasn't really fired. But in saying that, 2 runs ago, he couldn't find cover from the gate, and he just raced a little keen. I think you can excuse him for that. That was Port Macquarie Cup Day. And then he once again covered ground from the wide gate under the 62 kilos on the heavy track at Taree. So he's only beaten the 1.7 length. He loves the distance. He just needs the speed on, which should suit him here. The favourite is in for third here, the 2 in Dragon 8. He's had the benefit of the 1 trial at Gosford, where he certainly wasn't knocked around over the 800 metres. He's a winner on the track. Chris O'Brien picks up the ride here today. He's just been a little bit of a tricky horse to catch in his time, but when he's right, he's very competitive. And the 5 in Let's Rebel, she done a super job in her first preparation. She was a winner at Port Macquarie. She then went to Grafton, and she just went over the top there behind Wodidon. That form is good enough. She's had the 1 soft trial at Taree to tick her over nicely, and as I mentioned, she's had 4 starts, 3 placings, and they've all been on the home track. A little bit of a weight relief for CJ Graham. 8, 1, 2, and 5 for me in a very open race.
Righto, race 6, class 2, 1,500, 1 out, 2 Ticket to Fly, 16, 3 Moken, 16, 4 Angel of Heaven, $1.45, number 5 Mazzoni is 16, 6 Western Saga, 16, 7 Tipsy Choice, 9, number 8 Hyota, 15, 9 Splash of Lime, 21, 10 Tilby Lodge, 16, 11 Aristocratic, 34, 12 Runaway Jet, 61, 13 Stanza, 61, favourite $1.45, 4 Angel of Heaven.
Oh, she's getting awfully short now, but I think she just finds herself here, 4.7. 2 and 9. I mean, how do you go past to the 4 in Angel of Heaven? She's only had the 1 start, and that was at Scone, where she was an impressive winner. She got back a long way over the 1,300. She was working through the field nicely, and I just like the way she dug deep over the concluding stages. I think she's a filly that she can only continue to improve. She does drop the 2.5 kilos, which will certainly help her here, and I think she'll be screaming out for the 1,500. Obviously, she debuted on the Scone track, so we want to try and stay in contact with them here today, but I think getting up in distance will certainly help her do that. The 7 in Tipsy's Choice, well, he's finally drawn a barrier, this horse. He's just had no luck this preparation. He's been drawing wide. He's been over-racing. He hasn't been able to find cover. He worked up 3 wide at Grafton last start. That was over the 1,400, and he finished 4th behind I'm Rosie. Admittedly, he was beaten the 3 lengths, but I think today the gate, it just helps him. He gets no weight on the back, and he's a very fit horse now. 2 in Ticket to Fly, coming out of a strong race here last start. He was beaten the 3.4 length. That's behind Zoff and his lad. He's since come out to win. They've taken the blinkers and the tongue tie off him today. Crossover nose bend goes on for the first time. And the 9 in splash of lime. I don't know if she flipped it at Kempsey on cut day, but she got back and she rocketed to the line. That was in a class three, so she's back a fraction in grade today. 4, 7, 2, and 9.
Righto, race 7, the open handicap 1200, one Knight Templar 12, number 2 Escrimador 650, 3 Florel 420, 4 Choice Lager 440, 5 Chalcedony 21, 6 Stiletto Vixen 19, 7 Penfold 260, 8 Mr. Spin 34, 9 French Command 13, and 10 Cavallo 151, favourite number 7 Penfold at $2.60.
Definitely the best race on the card. A few of these old open company horses that have just been holding up preparation after preparation. 7, 3, 4, and 1. I am with the 7 here in Penfold. She was a winner of the Lightning Bend first up at Barraville. That was over 1,000 metres. She then went to Port Macquarie on Cup Day. She just had no luck. She was locked up on the fence. She got out late in the piece. She charged, but the run had ended. She was only beaten 0.2 of a length behind Shelley Beach Road. She then went to the Kensington track, obviously up in grade to a mare's benchmark 70, beaten the 6.4 length, but went back to Moree last start. She's a mare that's done a fair bit of travelling this preparation, but she seems to be holding her form. Went to Moree over the 13. She raced keen early. She dropped 4.5 kilos today, comes back in trip, placed the 2 from 2 on the track. I think she looks very hard to beat. Taking nothing away from the 3 in at Florel, has had a couple of runs for the Brett Dodson yard now. Finished 2nd in the Daniel Baker sprint behind A Lot Like Home, only beaten 1/2 length. Then had a little freshen up leading into the run last time out behind Hydrazine. Finished 4th, has only beaten the 2 lengths. Her best work was certainly late. Just thought they were a bit slick for her there over the 1,000. So getting back up to the 1,200 should certainly suit her. I know she's up 2 kilos, but she should be cherry ripe for today. Her 4 is a big watch in the race in Choice Lager. Got an excellent first up record, placing the 6 from 10. And I thought he was impressive in a recent trial at Gosford over the 800 metres. He was in behind the leaders. He was never let off the bridle at any stage. He went to the lines full of running. He's drawn to get a good gate today. I just want to see him in the yard to see how forward he is here first up. And the 1 in at Knight Templar, probably not going as good as he has in previous preparations, but I thought he showed a glimpse of his old form last time out at Grafton. He covered a little bit of ground. He finished off nicely behind Landmark. So he gets a bit of a claim today. The horse has been carrying big weights as well, but he is a winner on the track, so he can definitely improve. 7, 3, 4, and 1 for me in race 7.
All right, we get to the last, the class 1 hand. This is over 1,200, 1 traumatised, 440, 2 interesting, 16, 3 total power, 270, 4 out, 5 just sizzling, 5, 6 off the dial, 5, 7 out, 8 Camachi Force, 26, 9 Bubbles to be at 10, 10 Mayfair Lady, 34, 11 Field Helmet, 34, 12 Common Sense, 34, number 13 Cosmic Energy, 151, 14 out and 15 Luckier, 151. The favourite here, 3 total power, 270.
I'm with the stablemate here, 6, 5, 1, and 3. And with the 6 in off the dial, she's a 4-year-old mare by Smart Missile. And I thought she was super first up at Scone over an unsuitable 1,100 metres. She got back a long way. She only got warm late in the piece. That was a class 2. She's back to a class 1. Her second up record is super. She's had 2 starts for a win and a placing. I guess the only concern is that her only win was 1,400, so she does need to be kept fresh enough here for the 12. But we generally see late in the day at Port Macquarie, these horses can get back and sweep out wide. So she's up 2.5 kilos, but I would feel that she's taken a nice natural improvement. I just think that she is coming back in grade. The 5 in Just Sizzling, he's been runner-up at his last 2 starts. He went to the 1,400 for the first time at Grafton last start. And although he had a nice run in transit, I thought he'd done a good job to box on, but it might have just been the last 100 metres that he was a fraction vulnerable there. So he does get back onto the home track. I think coming back to 1,200 suits him. Has drawn a little bit of a sticky gate, but he's fit enough now, so he should be allowed to do a little bit of work early and still should box on. Top weight in at Traumatised. He's had a couple of runs on the track for 2 placings. I thought he was a little bit plain in the run home. I thought he had every chance at Wyong 2 starts ago. That was over 1,200. He went back to the 1,000 at Musselbrook, where he worked to the line strongly, only beaten 0.7 of length. From the gate today, I'm interested to see where they ride him from that, but He probably does find an easier race than his last few starts. And the three in at Total Power, the favourite. He was very good to win at Tamworth last time out. He led the entire. He just was green. He wanted to run around a bit in the straight. So he probably needs to do everything right today to take that next step up in grade. But he's certainly in the right yard. Andrew Gibbons and Chris Leeds are just absolutely flying at the moment. He pays the penalty up 2 kilos, but I wouldn't be surprised if he goes on with the job here. 6, 5, 1, and 3 for me in the lucky last.
Now, any standouts here today, Priscilla?
Oh, I think there's a couple of these are obviously getting quite short now from the Chris Lee's yard, but I've made my best bet. Race 1, number 10 in Mongolia Power. I just think she looks hard to beat. But in saying that, there's really some great chances all day, and we've got fine weather to back that up. In the quaddie, which we kick things off in race 5 today, I have gone with 4 selections, 3, 1, 2, and 5. In the second leg, just the 2 selections there with the 4, Angel of Heaven, and the 7 in Tipsy's Choice. The third leg, 3 selections, 7, 3, and 4. And in the last leg, I've opened up with the 4 legs there in at 6, 5, 1, and 3.
All right, terrific. Priscilla, look forward to hearing the late mail today from Port Macquarie. Have a top day there.
We should have a great day. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Priscilla. Priscilla Looker looking through the form for us today at Port Macquarie. It's right on 10:30 Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
What's wrong?
I've always thought I was a smart recycler, but with all the talk about recycling lately, I'm worried I'm putting the wrong things in the wrong bin.
Oh, I know how you feel. And that's why I checked out Planet Ark's Recycling Reboot. Now I know how to recycle right at home, at work, and at school.
Now, the only thing I have to worry about is remembering bin night.
To reboot your recycling, search online for National Recycling Week.
It's Brett Ogle here, standing in a Drummond Golf store, completely naked. Don't worry, madam. Everything's fine. I'll be fully clothed in a minute because only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in clubs, bags, buggies, accessories, shoes, and you'll be happy to hear, clothing. In fact, for the best range in golf gear, you really can't beat Drummond Golf. Ah, here come my new clothes now. See, madam, nothing to worry about. All I need now is some new balls.
Greetings, sports fans. This is Andrew Voss with a gentle planning poke ahead of 2019. There's an Asian Cup, a Rugby and Cricket World Cup, the Ashes, the NRL, AFL, the NBA, and of course the prestigious World Wife Carrying Championships. But when's it all on? If you haven't already, put your faith in Sports Year to plan it right. The Sports Year Diary is the Bible for the sports fan with the very best of every sport every day. Go to sportsyear.com.au or get your missus to drop one in your sack this Christmas. Sports Year, planet rights.
It's 29 to 11, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news in sport now with John O'Farr.
Thank you, Cozzy. The NRL have reportedly axed controversial referees boss Tony Archer, demoting Archer to a game development job which has no connection with the refereeing department. Sakopi Kepu says Wallabies coach Michael Checker still has the support of the playing group despite recent criticism of the side after recent poor performances against the All Blacks and Wales. Sydney Swans chief executive Tom Harley said he'd like to see a best of three grand final series introduced and the cost of living allowance brought back over the next decade. And in international friendlies played earlier today, Spain defeated Denmark 4-1, Qatar beat Switzerland 1-0, and the Socceroos, they take on South Korea this weekend in Brisbane. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio brought you every